Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. The Bible says, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, whether we're here, whether we're going on, we may be accepted of Him. That's going to mean everything in your life, to be accepted of God. Amen. I wouldn't put a dollar over God. I wouldn't put family over God. I wouldn't put a career. I wouldn't put anything above God. He said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everybody say everyone, may receive the things done in, everybody say, his body, according to that, everybody say, he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Everybody is going to stand before God, amen, and be judged according to what we've done as individuals. Everybody say, as individuals. Amen. I want to preach from off of these pronouns. You know, God never gets His pronouns mixed up. Amen. I want to preach a little while, learning to stand alone. Hallelujah. I want you to set your Bibles down. I need some prayer warriors to help me today. Amen. I need the Holy Ghost to come into this house. Amen. In a special way, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lift up your voice to God right now. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. God, we need you in this house like never before. Hallelujah. Come on, if it's appropriate, why don't you join up with somebody next to you? Come on, pray until you feel something. Hallelujah. Pray until you feel the joy of the Lord. Till you feel the peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we take it up to another level of prayer? Come on, focus on God for a minute. Come on, if the anointing's going to flow, somebody's got to get connected. Somebody's got to focus on Jesus right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Well, He inhabits praises. I wish somebody just praise Him a little while. Come on, did you come in weary? Just praise Him a little while. Did you come in needing a touch in your body? Just praise Him a little while. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach learning. Everybody say learning to stand alone. Amen. The 10th verse said again, for we must all, everybody say all, appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Amen. I want to preach a little while. Amen. If the Holy Ghost will help me. Amen. That we're going to have to learn how to stand all by ourselves. Our walk with God's going to have to get to a level where it stands all by itself. Hell, it don't matter to me. I can plow slow or I can plow fast. We spend a lot of time talking about the church, and I believe in the church, and I love the church. And amen, it's called the body of Christ, and we're joined together. And amen, I believe without the church, you're in trouble. Amen. I believe we're called, we're members, and God sets the members, and amen. And I believe in all of that. And I also believe that if you were to cut your pinky off and leave it on the pew tonight and come back Sunday morning, I don't believe it would still be alive. I believe it would be dead because it would have lost what was common. Amen. What's common in your body is called blood. And in the natural, the Bible would say the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. If you run out of blood, you're going to run out of life. Amen. But in the spiritual, the spirit is the life of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. We are described as the church, the ecclesia. It's the assembly. We are the gathering group. Amen. If you don't assemble, you're not the church. By definition, it ain't me. Don't look at me like I'm trying to kick people out of church. I don't kick anybody out of church. The Bible kicks people out of church. Amen. The Bible says we are the assembly. And then it goes on to say, for by one Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, however you want to say it, are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Amen. You need the Spirit to ever get connected to the body. Amen. A membership card don't connect you to the body. But it is a new birth experience that Jesus talked about. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit, or you'll never see the kingdom of God. Amen. What connects you, what gives you life, is the Spirit. Amen. That's why I say, just say no to dead church. Amen. The Spirit giveth, the Bible says, life. Well, hallelujah. You walk into a dead church, just know that nobody stirred up the gift within them. Well, just know that prayer meeting was a dud and it was dead. If you're in a dead service, amen. That's why somebody ought to make up their mind, I'm going to get under the load. And I'm going to make sure that the Spirit flows through me. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. If we're going to save our world, it's going to have to be a Spirit-filled church. Amen. It's going to have to be fire. It's going to be something different than they've ever seen in their life. It's going to have to feel different than anything they've ever felt in their life. Hey, I'm not talking about humanism. Amen. You can turn on lights and let them flash and somebody sing real pretty and hit a real high note with smoke going up and you can feel something, but it ain't the Spirit of God. It's the spirit of your flesh. I have no desire to let my flesh rise up, but I've got a desire to let my spirit, amen, be filled. I have a desire to let my spirit be what people see. Hallelujah. When you understand you're the light. Amen. God. A city that is set up on a hill cannot be hidden. Amen. But this is how it can be hidden. Is the light to go out. For the fire to go out. God said, I don't ever want the fire in my temple to ever go out. Every morning, every evening, I got somebody assigned. I want you to put more wood on the fire. I don't ever want it to go out. Guess what? You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God's saying, hey, I don't want you. Well, I'm having a hard time. You don't understand. Well, it really don't matter about a hard time or not. Amen. We were called to be a light to a lost and dying world. They don't want to hear your sad story. They want to hear your testimony. They want to know there's hope for their situation. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But getting connected to the body is very much an individual experience. Even though we are called the bride, and we are called the body, it is very much an individual experience that gets you into the body. Hallelujah. Amen. Salvation is very much an individual experience. It's not a group experience where we all stand up and say the same thing, repeat the same prayer, and experience the same thing at the same moment. It's not like that. God deals with people on an individual level. Amen. He may be dealing with me about one thing and dealing with you about something else. Amen. We may come together with 150 different problems, but the Holy Ghost knows right where we're at and knows the exact word to say, knows how to get a hold of the... Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You don't read a sinner's prayer to get connected to the body. Amen. You don't shake a preacher's hand to get connected to the body of Christ. You don't fill out a little membership card to get connected to the body. Amen. There was a man who had the keys to the kingdom, and he began to preach. First of all, you got to repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. The man with the keys did not say repeat and be baptized. But he said repent and be baptized. There's a whole lot of difference between saying something and letting the fruit show that you're ready to change your life. Amen. I believe in old-fashioned repentance. Amen, because I believe in an old-fashioned infilling of the Holy Ghost. And without repentance, you're not going to get the Holy Ghost. You may feel a little vibe, and you may know something's different, but you'll never experience it until you make up your mind, I'm turning. Word repent means to turn. What a beautiful picture. You've been going one way your whole life. You've been trying this your whole life. And you decide one day, this ain't getting me anywhere. Praise the Lord. I could tell my story, but it'd take a long time. But I got to a point where I thought, I may be the dumbest man on the planet. I'm definitely going the wrong direction. Amen. And something shook me up. That said, you know what? I think I'll try the other way for a little while. You're talking about one of the most beautiful days of your life when it clicks in your mind. I've been going the wrong way all this time. I'm going to turn into Jesus and see if something gets better. I've never seen anybody turn to Jesus and it not get better. I've never seen somebody repent and it not get better. It always gets better when you turn to God. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to get somewhere. Amen. You got to repent. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. It matters how you're baptized. Hallelujah. I hope you don't get tired of hearing the gospel. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. Some people say, well, God's just, he's just looking. He knows your heart. Yeah, he knows. He does know your heart. Amen. He knows a lot more than your heart. He knows why your heart's thinking what it's thinking. He knows the intent of the heart. Amen. And he said, be baptized in his name. I'm going to tell you, we're going to stand before God someday, and they're going to open up the book, and it's going to matter how you did it. Hallelujah. I believe this with all my heart. Amen. If I didn't believe this, I'd preach an easy message and have 1,000 members. And We'd all go to Disneyland again. No, we wouldn't. We'd go somewhere else. SeaWorld together. I don't know. Maybe Branson, the holy city. Hallelujah. But this matters. Do you think it mattered when Moses said, I want you to get a lamb, and I want you to get the blood, and I want you to put it on the lintel and the post? Well, I don't believe you need it on both. Well, if you want the death angel to go on past your house, it matters how you do this, my friend. Amen. Details matter to God. Well, God knows my heart. Hallelujah. And I don't want my neighbors to think I'm crazy for putting red stuff on the lintel and the, you know, I'm trying to win the world, and I don't, blah, blah, blah. Let God help you win the world. You know what'll help you is when you get obedient to the word of God and you quit kicking against the pricks and you just say, yes, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do it. And God fills you with the Holy Ghost. And people start looking at you. Boy, they're sure different than they used to be. Praise God. Our world is in a mess. I said they're in a mess. I tell you, we you say what you want, but we literally dodged a bullet a few days ago. Amen. You're talking about a civil war. You're talking about an uprising. You're talking about trouble like this world has never seen. Amen. I could see it happening. Amen. I'm thankful for the hand of God to give us a little more time to sit in a peaceful situation, preach the gospel to. Amen. I'm begging God, give us a little more time to get my lost loved one shook up a little bit. Amen. Give me a little more time to preach a few more messages. Give me a little more time to preach a few more Bible studies. Baptize a few more people. I want my light to shine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But with that being said, it's time for the church to be real. Not fake, but be real. Real saints. Real men of God. Real women of God. Real Bible studies. Real believers. Not fake. Not up and down. Come on, I need somebody to help me right now. I'm telling you how it's going to happen. This is how we're going to win. We're going to have to get real. Hallelujah. Amen. To get into the church, you got to repent of your sins. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You got to get the Holy Ghost. Evidenced by speaking in tongues. And nobody else can do this for you. In the Old Testament, it was always Israel. He spoke to the nation of Israel. But now he's calling men. I'm not just preaching the Bible, I'm preaching my testimony too. Amen. Long before I got the Holy Ghost, there was a God coming into my room. When I was laying down trying to go to sleep, there was a God tugging on my heart, saying, quit kicking against the pricks. Get yourself up. Shake yourself. Amen. I'd go to church with my wife, and they would sing this song. Do you know how it feels? I thought, I hate that song. It said, when you lay your head on your pillow each night, do you know how it feels? I don't even know how it went. To be a child of the king or something like that. And I thought, something would get in my ear and say, you don't know how it feels. Oh, my Lord. Church of 1,500 people, they can't find a different song to sing. Every time I went to church, they sang the song I didn't like. Amen. You know what it was? It was God. all them people knew what it was like. They were clapping their hands. It was God singing a song for one low life in the back corner. Not that corner. It was a way back there. Amen. That was my corner, though. And I sat back there. You ain't going to get me. You know what I did? I did just like my daddy did. My daddy did. You ain't going to get me. But guess what? God got him. A few years later, God got me. Amen. This is how you do it, though. You got to do it for yourself. Being a member of a church ain't going to work. Saying I go to Calvary ain't going to work for you. Amen. God's got to set you. God's got to fill you. Amen. Your sins have got to be washed away. And that ain't a group experience. It's an individual experience. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. I'm trying to preach to this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't ride people's coattails. Can I just preach a little while? How I feel it without having to figure out how to put icing on it and then take the icing off? And who am I going to upset, or who am I? Can I just preach it how I want to? Amen. Blessed are they that love his word and are not offended. Amen. When you fall in love with God's word, you won't be the offended type anymore. You'll say, preach to me. Let me hear what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Amen. This living for God is a personal experience. He said in Ezekiel, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I love it when I watch people over time go from being hard to being broken. Amen. You want to know how to get the Holy Ghost? Get to that broken place. I want to tell you, being hardened, it ain't ever going to work. But when them tears start flowing, that's the outward sign that something inside is broken. And when something on the inside gets broken, that's when God can start working. He said, I'm going to take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Meaning I'm going to give you a soft heart. You're not going to be mean like you was. Ooh, one right, one yeah, one oh me. You're not going to be so critical, so hateful about everything. When God softens your heart, you're going to start loving people. Oh, hallelujah. Haraboshata. Hallelujah. You're not going to get mad at the preacher anymore. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're not going to say, I can't wait till after church. I'm going to take him out back. And that really don't happen. But it has been threatened before. Hallelujah. Anyway, let me move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to put my spirit in you. He said, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I want to tell you, the church is a great thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me start over. Let me go back to page 1 or page 4. The church is a great thing. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 is better than one. A three-part cord is not easily broken. We strengthen one another with our words, our testimonies, our expressions. We hold people up. We help people through things. Amen. But this is what I've come to preach about. Hallelujah. When we get to the place where our survival method is to depend upon the prayers of other people and the dedication of other people and the consistency of other people, I want to tell you, trouble's about to happen. I want to tell you, when you're in a praying church, you can get to where you get laid back. When you're in a worshiping church, you can get to where you feel like it's not important whether I do this or not. When you know somebody else is going to go down front, and you know somebody else is going to come early and get under the load and start digging that well out. And, oh, boy, it's getting quiet in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the times when we're weak, when the church helps us. And amen, when we can listen to the testimonies of others and it helps us. But I want to tell you something. In your life, you are going to have to learn how to stand all by yourself. I don't know how this is going to go over, but I'm just going to preach what God's dealing with me about in my spirit. Amen. I love helping people. I love grabbing them by the hand and praying with them and helping them get to where they need to get. But there's going to come a time where you're going to have to learn how to stand up on your own two feet. There's going to be a time when you're going to have to learn how to get a breakthrough for your own self. Amen. If you can't break through without grabbing hold of somebody and praying, you got spiritual problems, my friend. Amen. You got to learn how to get in a closet of prayer. Amen. It don't matter if 100 people's around you. You're going to have to learn how to touch God. Hallelujah. Us, God. I can't help it. Man, I can't get this out of my mind about those big old redwood trees that don't grow deep roots. They grow shallow roots and they just reach out and touch the roots of another big old redwood tree. And they're all shallow rooted and they're falling all the time. Come on, it's time for somebody to take the training wheels off of your walk with God. I know we need people's help from time to time. I love to talk to people and I love to get a word of encouragement. I love to get text messages and you're going to make it or whatever. But I want to tell you, you got to get in your walk with God to a place if nobody picks up the phone and calls you, if nobody texts you, if nobody counsels with you, if nobody rubs you on your back, amen, if nobody babies you, you still got to have enough Holy Ghost in you to make it all the way. The Bible said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Come on. Help me, Lord. This is the very definition of spiritual maturity, is that the church can go out and reach somebody else and bring them in and disciple them. Amen. And you don't have to be prayed through every service. And you ain't got... Hallelujah. I believe it with all my heart. This is why some churches get to a plateau and they can't go no further because there's only so many people that a pastor could hold up. And there's only so many people that a good man or a good woman in the pew could help hold up. Amen. But when people start holding themselves up, when people say, hey, instead of holding me up, I want to hold somebody else up. Hey, that's when revival will come. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, I can do it by myself. Not all by yourself. We need each other. But you better get connected to God. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. We may live to see the day we ain't allowed to assemble anymore. It may happen in our day. We're not allowed to come to church anymore. I'm telling you, certain people got a majority of three branches of government. We wouldn't have the freedom to assemble anymore. That's why you ought to get out and vote, first of all. I said you ought to get out and vote, first of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But if there comes a day where you can't, you better have enough Holy Ghost in you, enough roots in the ground. Boy, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. Amen. I feel like the Lord dealt with me this afternoon. There was an old song that said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I got to thinking about that. I don't know who wrote it, man, woman, what it was, but I got a feeling somebody walked in church one day and there were a bunch of deadheads sitting down and they got to thinking, hey man, I'm not going to sit down with you. I'm not going to go to hell with you. And they wrote a little song that said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Hey, you better get an individual attitude. If nobody else wants to praise him, I'm going to praise him. If nobody else wants to pray, I'm going to pray. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, this is what I want to get in your spirit today. It's what I want to get in your spirit today. Don't let the bad vibes of other people hold you down. You may be married to them. It may be your mama. It may be your daddy. I don't care who it is. But don't let the bad vibes of somebody else hold you down. Make up your mind. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know why you got dressed. I don't know why you brushed your teeth. But I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say, put it in me. Put it in me, God. That if the pastor's out of town, I'm still going to come to church. I'm still going to pray. Come on. Too many people get honey religion. You know what honey religion is? If honey ain't going, I ain't either. If honey's sick, I think I'll stay home sick. Hey, let me tell you, I didn't get honey religion when I got the Holy Ghost. I got the old-fashioned Jesus name experience down deep in my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you're going to have to do it alone. There's people in this room. You got spouses and parents and all kind of people that are close to you that ain't living it like you're living it. And I understand the pull. Hey, man, I know it gets discouraging sometimes, but I got a word from God Just do it alone if they ain't gonna do it. Amen. My dear wife is not here, but she went to church 7, 8, 9 years by herself. When I didn't want to go to church with her, she just kept on going to church. Amen. I got a testimony to tell you, wife, just keep on going to church. Keep on praying. Keep on pleading the blood. I tell you what you're doing. You're turning his world upside down. Amen. The angels are going to where he is. He may be smiling, act like he's having a great time, but down deep inside he knows. Just do it alone. I come to help somebody. This is what the Bible said. I'm going to give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. I'm so thankful God called me to pastor this church. But then it said, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Somebody said, I don't need a preacher. Let me tell you, you'll go to hell without a preacher. How can you be saved? The Bible said, how can you hear it without a preacher? It said that they may give an account. They may give an account. God gives you a pastor. And he feeds you with knowledge and understanding. That's what's happening right now. He's feeding you with knowledge and understanding. But some people get this thing mixed up that his job is to hold me up. I'm going to tell you something. I got two hands and a one-track mind. There's only so many things I can hold up. I can't feed over here while I'm holding up everything over here. I feel Jesus in this place. Amen. You better get it for yourself, my friend. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to prophesy doom. Amen. But there could be a day where they come and snatch the pastors out of every church, because they don't want this gospel to go forth. Amen. But if they snatch me out of here tonight, you better have enough anchor in your soul that you'll never back up. Amen. From this gospel. Hallelujah. Get enough inside of you. Hey. If I have to do it alone. So this is what I come to preach about. Thank God for the body. Thank God for the bride. There's coming a day where you are going to stand all alone. You might as well learn how to do it right now. You might as well learn how to come to church without somebody texting you right now. But all by yourself. Because there's coming a day when you're going to stand all by yourself before God. Amen. Your bestie won't be able to come with you that day. Your husband won't get to come with you that day. Your daddy won't get to come with you today. I guess I'll be there. I'll be on the side. And they're going to ask me to give an account. And pray to God I can do it with joy. Can you imagine? Now, I don't care if it's my own boys. Amen. If they do something wrong, I tell them. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And so, one of these days, I'm going to give an account. It'll be you, and it'll be God, and it'll be me over here. And I'm going to give an account. God's going to say, did you forsake the assembling of yourself? And then they'll say, well, yes or no. And I'm assuming he'll look at me and say, is that right?
I'm assuming that's what it means. He said, I'm going to give an account. Pray to God I can do it with joy. Hope I'll get to say, yes, Lord. That one was on fire. When I was 6,000 miles away in Brazil, I could look on the camera and see that one praying. Oh, well, I think I just deflated the shout. I should have went in reverse, I think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God help. I'm looking for revival. I've been praying about revival. I've been praying about the harvest. And God's been dealing with my spirit. I don't know if you can knock on enough doors to make revival happen. I believe you got to touch people, contact. I believe in all that. Amen. But I also believe it's got to be a bunch of people that know how to do it on their own. Hey, I met somebody today. I'm going to send you their number. I want you to teach them the gospel. My Lord, I'd be honored to, and I'll do it. But why can't you? I want you to tell them, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." I'd be honored to tell them. I'd stop whatever I was doing to tell them there's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I'd be honored to do it, but I wonder why. You can't do that by yourself. It's quiet. Praise God. You know what? This is maturity. Is when you know you're a part of the body. And you know we need each other. I'm not talking against that. I hope you understand what I'm preaching right now. We need the strength of each other. We need the testimonies of each other. All the stuff. We need it all. They did it in the Bible. They ate together. They went house to house. They fellowshiped. They broke bread. They prayed. We need each other. I get it. But there came a time when Jerusalem began to be persecuted. And they were drove out of town. Hallelujah. I wonder what's going on. I'll tell you, it happens to everybody. Please, I hope you don't think I'm a negative nanny or Nancy or whatever they're called. Amen. I'm a gospel preacher. Hallelujah. Did you know there was a man named Jesus at the hardest day of his life? Every friend he had got up and left. Well, if it's going to happen, Jesus, it looks like you're going to have to do it all by yourself. This is all I'm preaching tonight. I want everybody in this church to get the attitude. If I have to do it all by myself, we're about to have revival. If I gotta pray all by myself, we about to have a red hot prayer meeting. If I gotta dance all by myself, we about to have a Holy Ghost dance in this house. And when it gets in everybody's spirit, he'll just begin. Praise God. So I don't know what you came to do. But I came to praise the Lord. My Bible said, I'm going to quit. My Bible said, in everything, give thanks. You know what everything means? Right. That's exactly what everything means. Everything. So that means good, and that means bad. That means rich, and it means poor. New church poor. It means tired, and it means strengthened. It means encouraged or discouraged. It means broken or you got it all together. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. So I don't know what you come to do. And I got one purpose tonight. I come to give God some praise. That I once was lost in sin. But Jesus took me. And then a little light from him filled my soul. He made my heart in love. Can I get one elder, Brother Nick Young? And he wrote my name above. Is that just a little talk? Well, I didn't really have time to pray today. I got up. Coffee pot was broke. The cat scratched the door. And then this. And I'm just so busy. I don't know. That's why the cat scratched the door. That's why the coffee pot's broke. That's why your back's hurting. That's why you got a flat tire, because you ain't got a little time with Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I? 2008, there was something called a housing crash. And guess what business I was in? The housing business. But somebody sang a song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problems. I wish your mama was here. Do you know how to play and sing? You remember? I was in a housing crisis. But when you got the Holy Ghost, there's not a such thing as a crisis anymore. Because I'd go to church and I'd begin to pray. And I had $1 million worth of houses. In 2008, that was a lot of dinero. And nobody else's houses were selling. So I'd go to church and I'd get in underneath the pew and I said, God, I need you to sell my houses. And I'd be talking to Jesus. I'd feel something vibrating in my pocket. And I'd pull my phone out. Well, that's a random number right there. Hello? Hey, first of all, I named my subdivision Miracle Heights. You can look it up today. It's in Sherwood, Arkansas. All them people, 36 houses, their address is Miracle Heights because I named it. They have to write Miracle every time they write their address. Hallelujah. Amen. Guess what would happen? People say, can I look at that house, 3116 Miracle Heights? I said, give me about an hour. I'll meet you there. I'm in a meeting right now, but as soon as I get out of this meeting, I'll come to where you're at. God would sell a house and I'd build another house. He'd sell that house and I'd build another house. He'd sell that one. Hey, I'm just telling you, amen, if nobody else prays, if you will pray, God will hear you. God will. Lift your hands to the Lord together. I'm going to tell you something. While you're praying, I want you to hear me. People have such a tendency of waiting for somebody else. If you want your houses to sell, whatever your houses to sell is, whatever your need is, It ain't no different than my need was. And the answer ain't no different. I got a feeling all the realtors in town didn't have a prayer life. Amen. I wasn't even a realtor. I was selling more houses than any realtor in town. What's the difference? If I'm the only one selling houses, building houses and praying, I'm going to do it. I got a burden for this church. What's your need? Four people got a need. Anybody got a need in this house? I feel this in the Holy Ghost. If you get the attitude right now, I don't care what anybody else in this church thinks. Some of you danced like wild people when you was in the world. You was the life of the party in the world. You was the craziest people. Now you got all reserved with the Holy Ghost. No, you're straddling the fence. That's a problem. If I can get this in somebody tonight, one person, I hope everybody. If nobody else does it, Brother Josh, I'm going to do it. Yeah. Nobody else comes to prayer meeting. God, you can count on me. I tell you what's going to happen. God's going to hear your prayer. I've been praying about a whole lot of stuff. I usually don't pray a whole lot of specific stuff. I just pray God your will and all that stuff. Over the last few months, I've been praying about a whole lot of specific stuff. Amen. My wife is joined together with me. We prayed about a whole lot of specific stuff. Somebody come to my wife and said, God showed me, I think in a dream, everything you've been praying about is about to happen. Hallelujah. You know what's happened over the last week? One miracle after another. I'm checking them off. Hey, if nobody else wants to get committed, I'm going to get committed. I love living in the blessings. I usually tell people, join up with somebody, but I don't want you to join up with nobody tonight. This is going to be a brand new experiment. Don't lay hands on nobody. Don't grab nobody. Let's at least for 5 minutes. Give them a buffer. 5 or 10 minutes. Don't touch nobody. Spread out. Go down the aisles, whatever you got to do. Come on, we're about to tell God. It's about time for me to be a big boy. I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm about to learn how to get a Holy Ghost breakthrough without somebody prophesying in my ear or telling me something. Amen. I'm about to learn how to connect with God. You think we could do that? I'm going to tell you this. I felt it today. This is where your miracle is going to come from. Too many people depending on too many other people. Too many people depend on other people's prayer life and walk with God and commitments and words and prophecies and all this. You need to forget about what everybody else says. And you need to learn how to get your own channel with God. Come on right now, lift your hands to the Lord. I want you to lift your voice to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Come on all by yourself. All by yourself. Come on, somebody can get a healing. Just praying for yourself right now. Somebody can get a miracle. Somebody can get the Holy Ghost. Somebody's faith can rise.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is the new level. This is where God wants to take you. Oh, come on. Prop yourself up. Come on. Prop yourself up. Prop yourself up. Come on, pray until you feel it.